living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising,
is token. Listen, token is the evidence, physical evidence of a fact. Have you applied the blood of Jesus Christ in your heart? What is the evidence? What is the evidence? Because every token must be seen. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when they see the ring, they must see it. It must be seen. Every token, the rainbow is seen both by God and by man. The rainbow is seen both by God and by man. The scarlet thread of Rahab was seen both by Rahab and the Israelites. It must be seen. The blood of Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb, and that blood is also to be applied, and it is applied in our heart, then show me the token. Show me the token, church. That's the problem most of us have. What is a token? It's not an assumption. That's why I preach the message entitled Salvation by Assumption. He says, if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And it means you have a past and you have a present.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You must have a past and a present.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. That is why that song says, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I have a testimony. Oh,
yes.
I have a testimony.
Yes, sir.
I was a drunkard.
Oh, yes.
I was a fornicator, a thief. I was a ritualist. I was this, I was that. I was a prostitute. I did this. But when I heard the gospel and I believed, God came down and applied the token upon me. What is the token applied? He came to my heart. Oh, glory be to God. And changed my heart from that stony heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And changed my spirit so that my test. For the worldly things will die. And I'll be more heavenly minded, more spiritual. For God is a spirit. And them that worship him in spirit. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the God we serve. When he came and applied that token, it is that token applied in you that when the angel of death will come upon this world, when he see that blood applied, he will pass over. He said, "Go preach the gospel to all nations. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved." Baptism is the application.
Yes, sir.
The token.
Oh, yes. The Holy Ghost.
Glory be to God.
The Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost.
Baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Why?
Yes, sir.
Glory be to God.
Yes, sir.
The reason is because in that blood, there is a life.
Oh, yes.
There is a life in the blood of Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
The evidence, that is a token.
Amen.
When that life strikes you, the token, you show the token. The token is not confessed with mouth. By their fruits,
yes, sir.
You will know who has the token. The token is the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. The token is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the token, therefore, is the hope of glory.
Yes, amen.
Carried my sins far away.
Whatever the situation we are going through, all is well. Whatever the situation around the world, the bride of Jesus Christ is saying, all is well. The Holy Ghost is saying, all is well. The bridegroom is saying to the bride, all is well, and it must be well in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can I give a little exhortation? Let me pick a text from Exodus chapter 12. And I'll read 2 verses, 12 and verse 13. And I pray that God will cause me to say something that will make us understand better how to walk with our God. Exodus chapter 12, verse 12 and verse 13. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. My emphasis is in verse 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt.
Glory.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Please, let's take our seats. And I'm looking at a topic I titled The Token. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. That is what the Passover lamb was all about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The token. The token. T-O-K-E-N. Token. Are we ready to learn something?
Yes.
Make sure you don't allow any virus to disturb your ears. Sanitize your ears with the fire of the Holy Ghost. And you'll be blessed today in the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen.
By way of definition of a token. Amen.
Amen.
A token is a thing serving as a visible or tangible representation of a fact, quality, or feeling. That is, a thing serving as a visible or tangible evidence of a fact, of a quality, of a feeling, depending on how you look at it. For instance, there's a common statement that you hear, I wanted to offer you a small token of my appreciation. Who has ever heard that word?
Yes.
I just want to offer you a small token of my appreciation. Now I appreciate you, but what is the tangible evidence that I appreciate you? That tangible evidence that can be seen, that can be touched. Amen.
Amen.
The prophets will understand me better.
That's right.
isn't it
prophet?
You understand this definition? Now, if I say, I wanted to offer you a small token of my appreciation, you understand it better. You understand. Gabriel, you may not understand it too much. But I know the prophets will understand.
That's right.
The bride assembly.
That's right. So
it is a tangible evidence, a representation of a fact, evidence that I appreciate you. That is what the token is. But I want to look at it as it pertains to our salvation. And I'm looking at it as the scripture puts it. It's applied in three different ways for the purpose of our salvation. That's why I said, listen very carefully and you will also catch something. Hallelujah. Now, you will see the evidence, a tangible representation of a fact Now, it may not be written where we want to go in Genesis chapter 4. The word token is not written there, but I want you to see something. Now, in Genesis chapter 4, let's read concerning Cain. Genesis chapter 4, and then verse 13. There's a statement there. When his punishment was pronounced, the punishment of Cain was pronounced by God. This is what Cain said. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. Now listen. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And what is the token for that? And the Lord set a mark upon Cain. That mark is the token. Lest any finding him should kill him. The token of the protection that God gave Cain. That mark that he gave him is the token of his promise for him, of his protection for him. Praise the Lord. Commonly also, we see when it comes to marriage, only married brothers and sisters will understand this.
Sure.
Praise the Lord. Now that's on the latter move, but more seriously, when a man and a woman exchange vows, there is a token they give each other. What is that token? The wedding ring. The exchange vow, what is the evidence? What is the tangible representation of that vow they have exchanged? Is the token of the ring. That ring is the token. That when you see that ring on your hand, it reminds you of the vow that you have exchanged with each other, with a man, with a woman. And also, when any man is looking for a single woman, because once you are single, you have no protection other than the protection of your father. And if your father is dead, well, too bad. So you are just left there. The protection a single sister has is not the same protection a married woman has. Because I know the way Zoe loves his wife. If you come near his wife, he will kill, he will commit murder. Well, I'm using Zoe because you all know my own already.
Yes.
I will not only kill you, after killing you, I will slaughter you and kill myself on top. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So that you will not come near her, I give her a ring. That is what that wedding ring is all about. That wedding ring will keep all men away, no matter how crazy you are. When you see a wedding ring on a woman, you are careful around her. That ring is the token. Praise the Lord. Now, there was another token we see in Genesis chapter 9. I'm reading from verse 11. And it's the story of Noah. The flood is over now. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And God is renewing his covenant with Noah. And in verse 11, he says, and I will establish my covenant with you. Somebody shout covenant.
Covenant.
Shout covenant.
Covenant.
Thank you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off anymore by the waters of a flood. Can you see? Neither shall there anymore be a flood to destroy the earth. That is the covenant. That is the covenant. And that covenant is still holding till now. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you. For what? Perpetual generations. Now, listen to the token. I do set my bow in the cloud. The bow there is a rainbow. That is the evident representation, the tangible evident representation of the covenant. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth.
Yes.
And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh.
Yes.
And the bow, the rainbow, shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between me and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. So anytime, and if you observe these days, the rainbow is very, very constant. It's more regular than before. In fact, I have gone to Niagara Fall, and then that rainbow is there almost throughout the whole day. Throughout the whole day, the rainbow is there, throughout, permanently there. It will just go up and come back after some seconds, and then come back again. Live, right there, you are looking at it. And why is the rainbow now so regular, more regular than before? It's simple. God is angry with this earth. The same way he was angry, because as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. God is so angry, and wants to destroy this earth. But each time his anger is coming, the rainbow will appear, and then he will say, oh, I have a covenant. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. You have to appreciate, you have to get this knowledge so that people are aware of the situation of man on earth. Anytime you see that rainbow appear, always know it is announcing the anger of God. Mm-hmm. The anger of God is about to strike. Then the token of the covenant he had,
yes, Lord,
comes up to remind him. Now I'm going somewhere. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is the token that he gave Noah. Hallelujah. And in Genesis chapter 17 again, and that is God coming again to establish another covenant with Abraham. Chapter 17 verse 1, let's get the picture very clearly. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, he was 99 years old. Wow. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, you know why I say wow? Brethren, when you are in the purpose, the hand of God, age does not disturb his purpose. Are you hearing me? Age does not disturb the purpose of God upon you. You are the one counting age. He is looking at his sovereignty. He is looking at his power. And he's looking at his agenda. And he's looking at his purpose for calling you. I said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee. And what is the covenant? And thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abraham, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. That is the covenant. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. If you read in between the lines to understand this, listen very well. He said what? He said, I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. Listen very well. Do you know that this thing that he spoke to Abraham, amen, Amen.
Amen.
Did not manifest in his lifetime.
That's right.
Exceeding fruitful. How many children did he have? I will make nations of thee.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So that sometimes, Iwajo, when you hear the Lord say, I will bless thee exceedingly. And you notice that your age is going, where the blessing now? And he tells you, he's a covenant keeper.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Once he has spoken,
okay.
Amen.
Okay,
your son is still a Iwajo.
Yes, that's right.
Four boys.
Thank you very much. Your son is still you. The covenant passed from Abraham. He repeated it to Isaac.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It passed again to Jacob.
Amen.
And today, hallelujah, he is the father of many nations.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes,
praise
sir.
The Lord. Verse 7. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed. You see it?
Yes, sir.
After thee in their generation for an everlasting covenant. What is the covenant? To be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Hey!
Amen.
God made a covenant that he will be their God.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Hey. If these Palestinians will know this. If these Arabs will know this. If these unbelievers will know this. If United Nations will know this. That the creator of the heavens and the earth has made Abraham, has decided to become the God of Abraham and his seed after him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee another covenant.
Yes, sir.
The land wherein thou art a stranger. Oh, not some. Glory.
Amen.
Whether it is Gaza Strip, whether it is the Golan Heights, whether it is Jordan, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
How do you study the Bible? You see that we are studying the Bible now.
Yes, sir.
Verse 9. And God, after making this covenant, and God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. Now, what is the covenant? This is my covenant, verse 10, which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised. Do you see why David looked at Goliath? It was this covenant he was looking at. He was not looking at the size of Goliath. Oh, he people will understand what this covenant is all about. Hallelujah. And ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin. And it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. What is the token? The tangible representative evidence of a fact. What is the fact? Is that I will be your God.
Yes, sir.
And I'll be the God of your seed after you. And I will make you a father of many nations. And finally, the whole land of Canaan, I gave it to you for a possession forever. You are your seed after you for an everlasting possession. And that's why no matter where they go, he will bring them back.
Yes, sir.
Even if he scattered them, he will bring them back. Because he can't break his promise.
Yes, sir.
But what is the token? The token is that you should circumcise the foreskin, every man child. So, before he can be your God, there must be an evident token that you are part of that covenant, that you have played your own part and I will play my own part. If you don't play your own part, I will not play my own part. That's exactly what he's saying. What is the part you have to play? Just do circumcision. That's all. Not the circumcision you gave your son, so. That one is for the Jew. Because he didn't tell you. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
He didn't tell you to do the circumcision of your son, of yourself, as evidence of a covenant, of a token. No, not you. Now, in Romans chapter 4, from verse 1, Apostle Paul was explaining something there. He says, what shall we say then that Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he had whereof to glory, but not before God. For what said the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward, not reckoned of grace, but of debt. He's trying to explain the difference between the law and grace. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And verse 7, he's saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Now I'm going to verse 9, my emphasis. Commit this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, and the circumcision. Now he's shifting it to you now, Ugwajo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I said it does not, because all this one you rush. All this one you rush. I have taught it several times in Brother Assembly, yet they will not catch it. They make it a religious ritual because it's in the Bible. The eighth day, they must circumcise. And then they must do naming ceremony. That was the ordinance under the law. Because quickly they want to bring that child under the covenant they had with Abraham. For that circumcision is the token of the covenant. But now,
amen.
I thank God for Pastor Zoe. He names his child. Immediately he goes in. And in the hospital, the doctor say, in fact, he named his child before the child is born.
Before they are born,
he named the child. And so when he goes to the hospital to see, he lifts him and calls him the name of the child that he has already given. That's what revelation does. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The last baby's name is Promise.
Yes,
and was given while still in the womb.
Yes, sir.
And when they gave birth, and they called me from the hospital, he said, Promise has kept her it's a promise. Promise has kept her promise. I said, what happened? He said, we have delivered. Promise has come. It was named even before the birth. That is what revelation does. All this 8 day early in the morning, they run naming ceremony, a circumcision. No matter how tradition has overtaken. Even when we say when they enter message, they're not able to catch it, and I don't know why. No matter how I teach it, let's do it. That child. It's a Catholic hangover. It's a denominational hangover. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Very soon, Oscar. Your wife will give birth to a child. We will name that child before he's born.
Amen. Amen.
But I know no matter how I say, you will still celebrate in Oscar. No, you have a reason to celebrate it. It's okay, we understand. We understand. You know, there's nothing wrong with celebration, but don't make it look like a religious ordinance. If you like, call the whole town for the purpose of naming. It's that you have not committed any sin. And even if you didn't do it, like Zoe, I don't know whether it's revelation or savings. I don't know, but you know, whatever it is, you know, all of them, they are good.
They're all good. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. I notice so many people are rushing to wed now. You know, because they say no going out. You must not be more than 20 in a gathering. You know, so people are rushing to wed now. You know, rushing to wed. We don't know whether it is love that they cannot wait, or it is savings. But whatever it is, you have not sinned. Praise the Lord. Okay, verse 9 again. Commit this blessedness upon them, upon the circumcision only, upon the uncircumcision also. For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision, not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. Well, that is that argument there is very beautiful. It's a sermon we preach to the Jews. Now, but my emphasis is in verse 11 for the purpose of understanding the token. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet been uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. Now, watch it. He says in verse 11, he said, it is a seal of the righteousness of the faith that he has. A seal of the righteousness of the faith that he had. Therefore, a token is also the seal.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because he said, this will be the token of the covenant. And Apostle Paul is saying, it is a seal of the faith that Abraham, because he believed God. In Genesis chapter 15, he says, Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. And because you believe, oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you catching where I am going?
Yes, sir.
Because you believe.
Yes, sir.
It is only for believers.
Amen. Hallelujah.
There is a token for believers.
Amen. Yes, sir.
But I'll come to that. Because we have another story in Joshua chapter 2. Israel is under the leadership of Joshua to take them to the promised land and divide the land unto them after Moses. And it's a type of the Holy Ghost. Now he sends spies to go to Jericho, the first city they are going to conquer. And those spies found themselves, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the house of a harlot. What's her name?
Rahab.
Say it loud when you know it.
Rahab.
Thank you very much. Rahab. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Rahab saw them. And the spies, the intelligence, the king's intelligence network knew that strangers entered the city. And they were going to look for them to kill them but it was Rahab that caught what is happening. Let's take a reading from verse 10. Joshua chapter 2, verse 10. This is what Rahab was telling those spies. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what he did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side, Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts, all of us in Jericho, including the king, did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. My covenant keeping God. Now therefore, this is Rahab now speaking. I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true what?
Token.
Say very loud. A true what?
Token.
Token. Show me a true token. That is, show me evidence that you will not destroy me when you people will come here. And that you will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sister and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. Hallelujah. And the men answered her, our life for yours, if you utter not this our business. If you don't go out now and reveal that we are here, our life, your life. And it shall be when the Lord has given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window. For her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall, so that she can get customers very easily. You know, she was a harlot. And she said unto them, get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may you go your way. And the men said unto her, We will be blameless of this thy oath, which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet, the scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's house home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head and will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou alter this our business, then we will be quit of thy oath, which thou hast made us to swear. And she said, according unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. And if you read the story further, you will discover that exactly that covenant was kept. But see my emphasis. What was the token of the covenant they had?
The scarlet thread.
Yes, at the window. Listen very well. You have to keep the instruction. He didn't say at the door.
Amen.
He said that same window that you brought, let us down. You made us to escape. That same window, hang it there. Oh, glory
be
to God.
That's right.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, that is the token. That starlet sky. As they are coming and destroying everywhere, they already have been told. Because when you go to up to chapter 6, when you go to where the war took place, they came to take over the city. Everywhere was destroyed. Only those who were in that house
right.
that had that scarlet thread hanging at the window. The token. Somebody shout token.
Token.
Somebody shout token.
Token.
And the same thing we see also where we read in Exodus chapter 12, where we read in verse 12 and verse 13 for our text. The Passover lamb was to be killed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was the instruction. The angel of death is going to pass through the land of Egypt that night. Listen to the instruction. It is important we listen. Keep the commandments of God. He said, don't add, don't subtract. Don't use your sense. You are not smarter than God. Do it according to the due order.
Amen.
Whatever, when it comes to following this God, don't use your sense.
Yes,
lean not unto your own understanding.
Yes,
trust in him.
No,
when he said go, go. When he said stop, stop. He was moving from Egypt to the promised land in the wilderness. He led them. What did I say?
He led them.
The Bible says so.
That's right.
By what?
A pillar of cloud
in the day and in the night. What? Now watch it. You are to watch that pillar of cloud in the daytime. When he said, when he move, you begin to move. When he stop, you will stop. For how many days? You don't know. All they are waiting for is to see that cloud begin to move. Everybody pack and begin to move. Don't you try to use your sense and go ahead of that pillar of fire in the night or that cloud in the daytime. He knows how long you will wait there to regain your strength from the how many kilometers you trekked. After you have regained yourself and he has had fellowship with you, and he knows you are now having strength again, he begins to move. And he knows when the movement should be in the night or when it should be in the daytime. He told Noah how to build the ark. He gave specification. Noah, build it according to the pattern I have showed you. It will be by this length. It will be like this. It will be this type of wood. It will be this. It will be that. He says, this Moses, this is how you will build the ark. He gave his specification, the material to use.
That's right.
Moses, this ark, this is how it shall be carried. David, the ark is not carried anyhow. There is the due order. If you carry the ark anyhow, somebody is going to die. No matter what that revival is, God will not be there. How many people realize this? That song that says, my Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow him. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow him. Now, for those of us who have read the sermon books, William Branham preached this message entitled The Token. But I'm taking it from another angle. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's always taking us deeper and deeper, and making it clearer and clearer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a focus William Branham gave. And I'm also picking another focus from this same token. Watch it. That blood is of the Passover lamb. He even spoke of the type of animal you will use. Which of them, how it will look like? Oh, praise God.
Amen.
The number of days you have to keep it. It's on the 14th day, not the 12th day. If you do the 12th day, the covenant, you have broken the covenant. You are out of the protection. On the 14th day, you kill it. And even say how you should eat it. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But the emphasis is that blood, what are you to do with it? You are to apply it. Listen. The angel of death is going to pass through the land. And every firstborn child of every family will die. Will kill him. Oh, how will I preach this?
Amen.
I wish the whole world can hear me. After Corona, we will preach it again.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Listen very well. Listen very well. I have a reason why I'm emphasizing this. Because many of us miss God by trying to mix our idea with his instructions. When God tells you to do anything, do it exactly as he has told you to do. When a prophet tells you, give the Lord said, give me 3 days of praises. If you give 2 days and you stop, but you have not obeyed the commandment.
Yes,
therefore, you will not testify.
Yes, sir.
That's right, sir.
Mary, at the marriage in Cana, when they came and told her,
yes, sir.
He says, the wine is finished, but we know your husband, I mean your son, maybe, I don't know, is there a way you can get us some more wine? And remember, he was not yet a miracle worker. So maybe it's related to them.
Yes,
it's maybe related to them that were doing the marriage.
Yeah.
And so normally you go to family members when when you are helpless. So maybe they're asking them whether you maybe when I get wife on the house to carry come. Amen. And because they were not expecting a miracle from him. He had not started performing miracles. What did Mary tell them? Go and meet him. Whatever he tells you to do,
do it.
Because she knows who he is.
Amen.
Ogwajo, your father knew who you were. From 7 years old, you were telling him things. You are telling him angels were visiting you. So he knew, you know. So your father can confidently also, from knowing who you are, anybody that comes, say, is he the one that told you, what did he say you should do? That you should go and lie down the main road. He said, whatever he tells you, go and do. If you do it, it will come to pass.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
No matter how odd it looks,
yes, sir.
Whatever God tells you to do,
do it.
Do it.
Don't add, don't subtract.
Amen.
Only then you can get the desired result.
Amen.
But how many people can wait on the Lord? They that wait on the Lord, they shall be strong.
Yes, sir.
They will renew their strength.
Yes,
how many people understand how to wait on the Lord? Many of us, we deny even the revelations we have. We deny it. Because of impatience. We deny it. I use this opportunity to really nail this down. The promises of God for us, many of us, we either, you know, we not wait for the appropriate time for it to come to pass out of impatience, or, you know, we even ignore it totally and go our own way. I know a woman who is suffering in her marriage today because she refused to wait for that man that God showed her in a dream. Because like Sarah, the promise was taking too long and she was getting out of age. But brethren, if God speaks, he watches over his word to perform. Praise the Lord. And so, God gave the children of Israel the ordinance. The only family that will not cry, that will not lose anybody, will be the family that will apply the blood. Where? Where? In the window? The doorpost. The lintels. Lintel of your window. The door. The entrance to that house. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And listen. We, the church, Hebrews chapter 12 tells us that we are church of the firstborn. We are the firstborn. Hallelujah. We are the firstborn. That is the reason why God gave that ordinance in the Bible that all the firstborn are his. He said, you are to bring all the firstborn and dedicate them to him. He said, because he dealt and killed the firstborn of the Egyptians, Satan will also try to come to revenge on his children firstborn. Therefore, all firstborn, bring them to me. We are untouchable.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are untouchable.
Amen.
Not the firstborn of your father, Oscar.
Amen.
The position of every Christian is that we are, glory be to God. We are church of the firstborn. We are the firstborn. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is our destiny? Our destiny, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 29, is that we shall be conformed to the image of Jesus, so that he, Jesus, will be the firstborn among many brethren. Remember, our firstborn, glory be to God, has already been dedicated to God. I don't know if you're understanding me. The firstborn of our family has already been dedicated to God. He was offered on the cross on Calvary. Oh, glory be to God. God collected him. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are covered.
Yes, sir.
Because of the firstborn in that family, the whole family was covered.
Yes, sir.
Oh, praise the Lord. Because of Jesus, the firstborn, all of us, we are covered. That is the assurance of our protection.
Yes.
And so, in verse 12, he emphasizes it here. For I will pass through the land of Egypt. I'm reading Exodus chapter 12 and verse 12.
Yes.
For I will pass through, praise the Lord,
Hallelujah. The
land of Egypt this night. I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. We are talking about token, verse 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token. Token. Upon the houses where ye are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague, including coronavirus, shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And the church will say,
amen.
I said, the church will say,
amen.
So that you will understand why in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, Jesus Christ is referred to as our Passover. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is our Passover. The blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary is the blood of the Lamb, the Passover Lamb. Where was it applied in Egypt? Where was it applied? In the lintel, the doorpost.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But this time now, it is not applied in a physical door. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which house? 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, Amen. Verse 1. Yeah. So that you understand the language of revelation. This is the way Apostle Paul put it. He said, for we know, for we know. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house, where is that house?
Yeah.
Show me your house. Okay, I thought, Oscar, you are talking about that one in your village.
No.
Thank you.
Amen.
Where is your real house? The real you, you are a spirit. That is housing. Amen. This body is a housing your spirit man. When God said, let's create man in our image, God is a spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So he gave us a house so that we can contact and rule this earth.
Amen.
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. When we come up from here, we enter another one.
Amen.
But that one, hallelujah, is the glorious body. That one does not decay.
Amen.
That one, there will be no bald head.
Amen.
That one, I don't need a car to move.
Amen.
That one, I don't need air conditioner anywhere.
Amen.
That one does not die.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You don't need to keep those bears, Uche.
Right.
That house, you don't need it. You don't need that. You don't need that. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That one, you don't lose your teeth. You don't lose your teeth. Let nobody laugh at you because of your dentition. You are hearing me now. The arrangement of your teeth in any way. Praise the Lord. Whether you have vampire teeth or you have the teeth of a rat, whatever it is, in that house, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, never grow old. Never grow old. In the land where we never grow old. Hallelujah. Never grow old. Hey, never grow old. In the land where we never grow old. Can you sing it again? I never even start.